Please listen carefully.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of the news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
6 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy. Christy is back, and we need an update from her worthy podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. Christy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm much better than I was the last time I was on, which was last Wednesday, I guess. After our recording, I started having really awful pains in my stomach, and it turns out I had appendicitis. And so later that afternoon, I had my appendix out.
Yeah, we had a meeting. Some of you guys might remember, but we have our team meeting, our big stakeholder meetings every Wednesday. And after we hung up from the podcast, all of a sudden we got an email from Christy saying, yo, not going to make the meeting. And that is so rare. And so I was a little bit concerned, as we all were. And then to get the text message just a couple hours later that the appendix was coming out was definitely a surprise. So Amelia sat in your chair while you were gone, but we were worried about you, and I'm very glad that you're back on the podcast, although I do think you should take another couple days off, but that's just me.
Well, I'm anxious to get back. I did listen to you and Amelia, and it was great. It was great to stay in touch with you guys through the pod and through the daily emails, and I was reading them in a different format because usually I'm involved with the actual development of it. I read them before they go out. Over the last few days, I've been reading them after they've gone out. I just have to say, I love our product so much, and I love all the people we work with, and I'm really grateful to you, Summers, and Amelia, and Kaylee, and Ivar, and everybody who's on the team for keeping it going and for all the wonderful work that I was reading.
Well, we got this gorgeous love letter from Christy the morning after her surgery, just telling us all how much she was in love with the product and how happy she was to be part of the Optimist Daily. And I was like, either that's pain meds or she really loves us.
I think it's a little of both, probably.
A little of both. A little boozy love, but
and
you know.
Nothing like emergency surgery to put your priorities in perspective and feel how much you appreciate all the people who show up in your life in a positive way.
Seriously. Well, and it's kind of an Optimist Daily thing because, as some of you guys may know from reading our welcome letters, because Christy and I have a series of welcome letters when you subscribe to the Optimist Daily, telling a little bit more about our story. I also have had my appendix out, and that happened right when we were in the midst of just getting started for me working at the Optimist Daily. So it's kind of an Optimist Daily thing, I think. You know, you got to have your appendix out. Well, welcome back, and let's just jump in with you, Christy. What inspired you on the Optimist Daily today?
Well, as always, it's hard to choose, and I know you're going to be bringing up some of the environmental stories that we've got, the sort of crossover environmental and technology, which I'm excited to talk about with you. But the one I chose today to highlight on the show is the story, which is, I think it's from the Emissary feed. It's not from our free Optimist feed. It is available on the Today's Solutions for everybody if you want to go in and look at it. And it's the story on communicating your mental health needs. The headline is, "Communicating your mental health needs is tough. These three tips can help." It's from the lifestyle section on the Optimist Daily. And the reason I grabbed this is that I just really feel like, in addition to all the wonderful sort of world-changing solutions that we do report on for the Optimist Daily, talking about the environment and technology solutions and community solutions, we have to deal with ourselves first. And this is something that I, with my personal physical health, really found out in the last couple of days, but also our mental health, and just really knowing how to communicate is kind of an amazing skill to develop. And every single person can benefit from learning how to do that well. And so this article was interesting, and it just sort of talks about how your mental health is a lifelong process. It's not like you just fix something and, you know, you don't just have a problem and then you're done. We are emotional beings who live in relationship, not just with each other, but with ourselves and with our past and with our future. And figuring out how to manage yourself and your own needs is so important. And communicating your needs and communicating what you want and don't want, and just knowing how to do that in a way that's going to get you towards your goals, whether it just means you want to have a closer relationship with your partner, or maybe you need more boundaries. You know, those are two different sides of the same self-care kinds of practice. So I just think this is a really important story. And it talks about three main tips about healthy communication and just points out that it is not an easy thing. Sometimes there's shame or stigma if you aren't feeling yourself and you just need something, you need help in one way. It's hard to ask because there is such shame about being vulnerable. But being vulnerable is actually a superpower. And people who get familiar with being vulnerable actually have much better relationships in their lives and can be more successful. And I think that's really interesting. And the three main tips here are having a clear intention, just really knowing what you're asking for when you start a conversation, having a specific thing you're asking about, being specific and not just general, like, you know, I need you to be better. That doesn't really give you anything, right? But if you ask for something specific, can you please XYZ, that would really make a lot of difference to me. And then also not having big expectations. I mean, we really are responsible for ourselves, and asking for help or asking for something from another person, it's so important for you, but nobody owes you anything. And I think that being aware of where boundaries are is also really important skills. Anyway, I just really like this story. I recommend everybody goes and reads it if they want the little mental boost. I know I'm waxing. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I agree that this is a fantastic story. And I think it's also really interesting that it happens in concert with the last time we really heard from you, we were talking about your phenomenal self-care article, which all of these things juxtaposed with what just recently happened in your life is so appropriate. We are responsible for ourselves. We have to take self-care and prioritize self-care. And when I was missing you, I reread your self-care article and realized just that I continue to fail miserably at that. So this is one of those stories that somebody like me definitely needs to read in the Optimist Daily, is just to reiterate that I sometimes bury my needs and I don't always recognize when I am careening toward frustration or depression. And yesterday, as my husband and I drove about with the baby for her morning nap, I just sat in the car with the breast pump going, crying because I was so tired and so just spent emotionally. This article is exactly what I needed as well, just to remember, set intentions, be clear, letting go of expectations, and then just make a specific ask. I agree, this is a fantastic article, and I'm really glad that you decided to talk about it today.
Yeah, and honestly, it does take courage, but it also takes sort of personal responsibility. I mean, I think one of the problems when people are in a hurt situation on an emotional level is feeling like other people have done stuff to them, you know, mm-hmm. getting into that victimized kind of way right. of thinking. Owning your own baggage is super important. Everybody's got their own things. You got to be sensitive to the people you're in relationship with, including yourself. And so Absolutely. That's what I love about this story.
The story that I picked and the area that I want to talk about today is really fascinating. It's from the environment section. And I had two stories that got me kind of jazzed up. The first one I'll go into, which is to save Amazon rainforest, scientists are turning to reverse engineering. Now, we all know that last year was a apocalyptic year for the Amazon, with more than 80,000 individual forest fires resulting in 906,000 square hectares of environmental destruction. The Amazon is a huge producer of oxygen, and it is imperative for the health of our world. What I loved about this story is that taking the mindset of reverse engineering, where a process is deconstructed, to reveal designs, architecture, and the concepts, and then rebuilt into something similar to our current level of technology. That's the reverse engineering mindset that scientists are taking with the Amazon as it has been completely deconstructed by these forest fires. But there is a new complex network of seeds, scat, fungi, and fertilizer already hard at work creating the next generation of tropical regeneration. The scientists at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute are monitoring how trees in the rainforest conditions grow at a microscopic level, starting at the very, very beginning, measuring and quantifying the different interactions between plants, soils, and different levels of human activity to see how they directly affect rainforest health. The modeling is creating potential solutions in real time to realize exactly what's happening above ground and below ground at the different stages of regeneration. This story, in concert with another headline, which is how AI can save the American West this fire season, is really fascinating how we're using engineering technology as it applies to our natural world. The AI that's being deployed to protect the American West is basically looking at a synthetic aperture radar, imaging the visible light bouncing off Earth to create a model as far as where heat maps will go and where California fires will primarily burn and are fueled by the Santa Ana winds. The tool takes in all of these environmental factors to estimate where the forest fires are coming.
Then they can put resources where they're going to most likely be needed most,
exactly.
Right?
So it's that it's using the engineering for anticipatory resources, both in the Amazon to say, okay, this level of human activity is a problem, this is not, and to also protect ourselves from forest fires. Mm-hmm. I love these two stories because at the end of the day, the biggest engineering feat is the fact that the world exists. And we recognize science and engineering are all part of our natural world. It's just really spectacular when those come together.
I think this is super important, but I just find it interesting that what we're trying to really do is learn how the natural system already works and then just help to boost that. It's almost like boosting the rainforest immunity response against these kinds of fires in looking at this. Over the weekend, I rewatched this tremendous documentary called Fantastic Fungi. I don't know if you ever have, you had the chance to watch this ever, Summers, but this is something that we had written about on the Optimist Daily.
I was going to say that was one of our Optimist views.
Yeah. And well, we did a spotlight on mushrooms in general, and then we did write about this film, which is out, and it's a tremendous look into the fungal kingdom, which is it's not quite an animal, it's not quite a plant, but underground networks of the mycelium, the fungal networks, that is really how plants talk to each other. They're super involved with breaking down dead and dying things in the environment and turning them into life-giving soil. It's this really tremendous networking that happens beneath the ground and above the ground. And it's just in our environment and it's how we all evolved. And it's just interesting to really understand the complex interactions between people and plants and everything. The world is alive and it's all this interconnected system. And so getting that and understanding that is great. And I think if we can use artificial intelligence to help us boost this, this would be great because we've done so much to break it down. It would be great if we could help build it up in a rapid manner. But on the other hand, it's really about supporting the natural processes and using biology in a smart way to help support it get back to real vibrancy and health.
Absolutely. These are just a couple of the fantastic stories. I'm going to just buzz through some other headlines that you can see on the Optimist Daily today. There's a floating hybrid platform that harvests energy from wind, solar, and waves. There's researchers find exercise improves memory. And while I can't say I'm great at self-care, one thing I do know is that I have been really good at getting my walks in. So hopefully my memory will stay in there. There is a new agreement to protect migrating monarch butterflies. There's a great photography series about capturing isolation, the best of the COVID-19 lockdown photography. And South Korea is on a mission to transform from carbon villain to model. Great stories on the Optimist Daily today. Christy, I am so glad you're back. I do hope you take it a bit easy today and know that the team and I will keep hammering away. We look forward to getting you back to full speed, but maybe not quite. quite yet.
I'm just glad to be here.
And just for the record, Christy confirms she's no longer on the pain meds. So this is authentic, not boozy love.
It's just me. Just me. All right. Well, thank you so much, Summers. And thanks, everybody, for listening to the Optimist Daily Update.
Tucker,
please
Tucker
forgive my dog is barking. We promise to continue to share these positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can all participate in changing this world and ensuring that it's changed for the good. We promise to continue to cover current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please, everybody, consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. Emissaries are how we fund our team. That's how we pay for the solutions that you like to hear. It's also how we fund this movement, changing consciousness to a solution-focused mindset. So $5 a month, that's all we're asking. And yes, this is my sales call. Please head over to OptimistDaily.com, sign up for $5 a month. And if you are already paying $5 a month, send this to a couple friends, because we really don't need that many emissaries, but we do need more than we have now. So be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Oh, and a quick update. So on, I think, Friday, maybe, Amelia was telling me to listen to My Favorite Murder. I'm addicted. It's official.
Yeah, I've listened to that. That's a great podcast. It's really fun. We have a similar dynamic, although we're a little bit focused on the brighter side of life, right?
Although, you know, their survival stories are pretty darn optimistic,
yeah,
too.
That's so true.
So anyway, become an emissary, and thanks for the podcast, Rec Amelia, and everyone have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.